Watch, defense attorney and judge spar as tensions reach boiling point in Lindsey Clancy murder trial. By Lowell Coffey Law on September 4, 2026. In a televised trial that has captivated and divided court watchers everywhere, the defense attorney and judge in the Lindsey Clancy trial got into a war of words Friday morning as jurors continued into their 36th hour of deliberation. According to CBS News, with the jury still unable to come to a unanimous verdict, the judge in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial appeared ready to declare a mistrial. However, he granted defense attorney Kevin Reddington 1 hour to argue for a stay before the verdict is declared. This occurred shortly after this article was written. Apparently, one holdout is refusing to agree with 11 others on the panel. Clancy's lawyer Kevin Reddington is seemingly convinced the holdout juror believes his client is guilty while the others believe she is not criminally responsible for killing her 3 children because she was mentally ill. Reddington on Thursday begged the judge to switch out the holdout juror who, the jury foreperson claims, is refusing to follow the law when it comes to reasonable doubt, according to the video live feed of the sensational trial. The jury is made up of 9 women and 3 men. On Thursday, the judge brought the jury into the courtroom and gave them the instruction of the meaning of reasonable doubt. But on Friday, Reddington told the judge he wasn't forceful enough in that instruction. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington accused the judge of glossing over the issue and being soft on the meaning of reasonable doubt. "I would ask that you specifically direct their attention to proof beyond a reasonable doubt and re-instruct them on that forcefully," Reddington told the judge. Judge William Sullivan replied, "I think I did that yesterday, didn't I?" "Yes," the prosecutor interjected. "You did it yesterday, you did it soft, you didn't do it forcefully," Reddington said. Sullivan jumped in, "What do you want me to do, get a brass band?" On Thursday, the judge had spoken to the jurors individually after they told them they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Reddington later said, "That juror told you that he would be able to apply the law to the facts as you asked him. And based on this note from this juror, it clearly and unequivocally indicates that they are basically 11 to 1. And this person will not apply reasonable doubt to the evidence to return a not guilty verdict." Tensions are high as the jury is in its final stage of deliberation. If it can't reach a verdict, the judge must declare a mistrial. Clancy, in a wheelchair and unable to walk, is being tried for murdering her 3 children, Cora, 5, Dawson, 3, and Callan, 8 months, at her Duxbury, Massachusetts, home in January 2023. She lost use of her legs after jumping from the window of her home in a suicide attempt after she had admittedly strangled her children, later reportedly saying she didn't want to leave them behind motherless after she took her own life. Her defense has included the claim that she was on a dozen different prescription drugs and was a casualty of psychiatric malpractice. She claims she heard a voice telling her to take the children's lives after she sent her husband out of the home on errands. Female supporters of the mother have been demonstrating outside the courthouse, hoping she will be found not responsible. Prosecutors, however, have argued she committed premeditated first-degree murder by sending her husband out on errands so she could commit the act. The former labor and delivery nurse would be sent to a state mental health facility if she is found not guilty by reason of insanity. Breitbart contributor Lowell Coffey is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffey.com for more.